Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Me in Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Kimberly.
And I'm LaShawna.
And today we're going to be talking about the holidays. The holidays are coming up, you guys.
It's coming up quick.
Thanksgiving,
next Christmas. Week, and then Christmas. Well, this week for you guys, because we're, you know, we take a week ahead.
Yes.
So it'll be dropped on the week of Thanksgiving, so it'll be coming up in a couple of days. And most of us and you will probably already have their holiday plans pretty much figured out.
You got your menu together, Shauna?
I'll be at your house.
Okay. What are you bringing?
So I'll be bringing something probably that I don't have to cook.
Yes.
So let me know what dish. We need to talk about that. So clearly we have to talk.
Get that together.
Get that together. What you need together. Yeah, let me know what you need.
Yeah, I got the head count together. Cheryl, that's my sister. She's known for making the cornbread dressing. And I text her yesterday like, oh, okay, Cheryl. You know, I'm just doing a head count and menu and everything. And I'm like, you're bringing the dressing, right? And then she going to text me back, talk about, I thought I was bringing ice cream.
I'm bringing ice cream.
Exactly. I said, no. You're bringing the dressing.
The dressing.
So you guys, make sure you got that together with your family. Who's bringing what?
Don't assume.
Do not. Because you'll be disappointed.
You'll be disappointed. And hungry.
And hungry.
And missing a man. You have to have dressing.
Oh my goodness. Dressing, macaroni and cheese.
Greens.
Hot sauce.
Gotta have that.
Yeast rolls.
I mean, you could really be vegan on, besides the macaroni and cheese.
You really could be.
Because I don't even need any meat.
I really don't. But I bet you will have that fried turkey. Just in case.
And I'll eat that.
But yeah, we just wanted to talk a little bit today about, you know, the holidays, the different types of things that people deal with sometimes during the holidays. Some people, if they're away from their families, they might be feeling kind of sad or down. Mm-hmm. So we just wanted to talk a little bit about that, about, you know, holiday expectations sometimes being too much or people putting too much on that one day.
Right. You know, even financially, just, you know, thinking about how much food you have to buy and,
yes.
You know, you're hosting and it's like, let people get involved.
Exactly.
Get help. Get your stuff, you know, do a potluck.
Definitely.
You know, so that's.
I was just telling LaShawna about, I like to go all out for Thanksgiving. I call it family day because I really don't celebrate the slaying of millions of Indians or Native Americans. Excuse me.
There she goes.
Because I don't. But I call it family day. But I like to host, and this is going to be my first year doing it in 5 years since I had the children, because it's just too much when the children were little. I just couldn't do it. It was just trying to hold the baby, clean up, cook. No. And I like to go all out, set the tables with linens and napkins and the plates and silverware. So this year I wanted to do a tent outside. Until I found out about the price. I wanted the thing enclosed with lights draping on the ceiling, shining down on the food. And I just got a little bit too carried away. So I was like, okay, we don't need all of that. It could still be beautiful and gorgeous.
Yes.
Without the big expense.
Right.
And everybody's bringing something, so it's potluck style,
right.
You know, but it's going to be really nice. Everybody's going to have a good time. And we're all going to be together, which is the most important part. Being with your family, if you can, and our friends.
Especially when they can cook.
Especially.
Because
they can throw down.
Yeah, that's going to be, I can't wait.
Yeah, so we just wanted to talk about, I had a few tips that I wanted to talk about. Just kind of dealing with the holidays. And if you're feeling lonely, or if you're feeling sad a little bit because it's not going how you wanted it to, or if you're feeling like you're not with the people that you're supposed to be with.
Yeah, or if you had like a breakup right before the holidays. People break up before the holidays.
Definitely.
I mean, that pressure. Meeting the family.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, because if you think about it,
the pressure. Of meeting
the family. It's like sometimes the guy or the female in the situation might be like, I'm going to be with my family, you be with your family.
Yes.
But if you together, it's like, okay, who Thanksgiving we going? It just, it's a make or breaker
it
at that
is.
Point. Because it's like, do I really even like you like that?
To be meeting
bring
your family
like that? Or if you can even meet my family.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Because that's taking it to the
extent.
So you better be ready.
Right. And then y'all side chicks out there that's listening.
Oh, y'all know y'all better stay away from the family.
You know you ain't.
Don't even be excited.
You're not even invited.
Exactly. But they do. they sit somewhere talking about they sad.
So you gonna be sad.
You gonna be sad too. Because that's silly. Go get your own man with your own man's family. Because
or you might find out you're a side chick around the holidays. So it might not go the way you think.
Exactly. You like, where he at? With his family. With his family. What did you think?
So, but seriously though. But, you know, a lot of times people don't have family where they live. I know we lived in Georgia for 8 years, and so we did Thanksgiving in Georgia for 8 years. Well, actually, one of the years we did come back for family.
Yeah.
We came back to California and did Thanksgiving with family one time, but the rest of those times, it was all on me. And really, I didn't take that pressure on. The first couple of years we were there, I made this big dinner and all this stuff for us, and, you know, we were eating Thanksgiving dinner for three, four days. And I was just like, nah, I ain't doing this no more. Because you're just used to the tradition of it, you know, when you're with family that you feel like you want your kids to experience all that. So I'm like, y'all got 3 good years and that's good enough. And so now we're going to cook enough for maybe 1 or 2 days. We do like to heat our food up and eat it. Like maybe for breakfast, have that dressing for breakfast.
Delicious.
Or that macaroni and cheese for breakfast. Like that's delicious.
Yum.
And so we don't mind repeating that. But what I did do was I would just find out what my family, since it was just going to be us and we didn't like go to other people's houses and stuff. We didn't feel like doing all of that.
No,
we normally didn't do it at all. What we would do is just get a family, you know, take a vote.
Yeah.
What you guys want to eat? Definitely. What's a mandatory thing that you guys want to have? Mandatory thing is greens, macaroni and cheese.
Yes.
So, as long as we had those two things for Thanksgiving, it was like, you can make whatever else. So, sometimes I would do, and I always did do a turkey, though. Mm-hmm. I did do a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I would do a turkey, even if they didn't eat it all. Yes. They ended up eating it all, though, because they would make turkey taco. They would make sandwiches. They would get
turkey
on
turkey soup.
Yeah, they would get on in that turkey. So, I would make a turkey, but I would also fry chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I would make the most recent one, I made, like, chicken, shrimp and chicken fettuccine.
Yes.
Fried chicken. Yum. Like I did like a whole little smorgasbord of different things. So you don't have to, it's everybody, I just feel like it's be too traditional.
Yes.
And it's okay to be traditional if that's what you like.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't like it, you don't have to do that. Yeah. I didn't feel like I had to have the cranberry sauce and all these different things if my family didn't eat that.
Definitely.
I didn't feel the pressure of that or spending all that money on,
because it adds up so fast
with all the sides, all the different, you know, ingredients that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, we don't even need all that because it's really just going to be us. And unless we have, like, we did have a couple of Thanksgiving where people did come over, or they, you know, my brother-in-law had flew in town 1 year. And so, and then some of his cousins came. And so we did have, but even then we had fried chicken, macaroni and cheese. Like we still had like what we wanted to eat.
Definitely.
And, it was a good time. And so we just kind of made it our own. Like, I like the family day idea just because it's not so traditional. It's like, that's just the day everybody gets together, catches up. Everybody's off work that day, you know, and gets together. So it doesn't have to be so much pressure.
No.
On, you know, making it a traditional Thanksgiving dinner.
No, and definitely. Especially not nowadays. People are, you know, doing their own things with the holidays. You might take a trip with your family for Christmas or Thanksgiving. Or, you know, you might not, like you said, be sitting down. You might be in a whole nother country eating something else.
Right.
But it's just whatever your tradition is. You make it what you want to make it. But, yes, there's, I just came up with, well, I didn't even actually come up with, I just did a little research. And on the topic, because we were just thinking, you know, what should we talk about for the holidays? And I was like, you know, there's a lot of people who deal with being by themselves, or the holidays should be something, you know, special, or, you know, just expecting too much, I think, sometimes, and making it too big of a deal. But one of the tips, like, I found like 5 different tips that I thought were really good for people who are dealing with being by themselves or feeling lonely.
Or even working, because I know a lot of people work on the holidays. And so they're out of town, away from their families. You know, there's just so many different scenarios of what can happen.
Yes.
And the holidays are not always a time of happiness for everybody. And that's something that I did not know until that's I had a friend. True. Yeah, I had a friend. And I'm like, oh, what are you going to do? She's like, I hate the fucking holidays.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God. And I had never heard anybody react to that.
Cringe for real.
Yeah, I had never heard. And so I was like, really? Why? Like, why don't you like the holidays? Like, the holidays are, like, you're off work. Like, you know, all these different things. And she was like, I don't have family. It's just me and my son. I don't have any family. So for me, the holidays, when the holidays come around, it's like, I just can't wait for them to be over. Just get past it.
That's sad.
Yeah. And so
because you have you and your son, so why don't you celebrate that?
Because she didn't have any family at all in California.
Yeah.
And she's kind of an introvert.
Oh, okay.
She does have some friends, because I mean, I was friends with her. I knew her. And so she did have some friends, but all of her friends had family that were, you know, doing
stuff.
That's
one of the tips.
Yeah. Go to their house.
Quit being ungrateful.
Right. And being a Grinch. Seriously.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, she was, so that was my first, like, awakening of, oh, everybody's not happy on the holidays.
Or there could be a death in the family right before the holidays. Right. So then every year.
You're thinking about that.
You know, or at least the first few years of the person being gone. Because I know for my husband, it was like that. His mother passed away in October.
Okay.
So then came around, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Right.
So, you know, the first few years, it was just kind of like, oh, you know. But, you find ways to deal with that too, because you don't want your holidays to be surrounded about sadness.
It could be a celebration.
Yeah, definitely.
Of life.
But yeah, there are people who are dealing with that type of stuff. So that is some stuff that people do have to deal with during this time of year. But one of the tips was stop expecting perfection, which we were just talking about. You know, just make the holiday basically what we just said.
Make it what you want it to be.
And don't be expecting. I know, like, a lot of times for Christmas, people be expecting, especially like relationships, female, male, you know, husband, wife.
What
I'm gonna get?
What I'm gonna get? First of all, me and my husband, we don't do gifts for Christmas.
Yes,
it's like, about the children, and we focus on the children. We don't even do that for what? The money is all one money.
It's
all one money.
You done spent my money too. So
we
done spent.
What we gonna do? It's like focus on that for Christmas, because really we like to focus on our children and getting them the things that they want.
Yes.
And so for us, it's like, and we buy stuff all year.
Exactly.
And so we don't make that big a deal about Christmas. You know, what we gonna get? So the expectation, I think, is so much on Christmas, the budget, and our children. They know.
Yes.
I didn't even set them up like that for where, you know, people get so stressed out around Christmas time. They're like, oh, I need this money. Oh, I got to stand in line. I got to get this game system. I got to get this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
That brings on so much stress.
It's ridiculous.
And it's unnecessary when children are very easy to please when you raise them to be grateful for everything they get.
Definitely.
And this is a personal choice. I mean, some people love Santa Claus. They do the whole Santa Claus thing, the cookies and the whole nine yards. My children learned very early that Santa is not real. And the way that I explain it to them is so that they're not so crushed or just being a complete wet blanket about it, is I just told them it's like a character, like Batman, Spider-Man.
It's for pretend.
It's just a character of Christmas, because really, Christmas is Jesus' birthday.
Yes, it don't have nothing to do with no white man, no red suit, no beard,
and all that. And it's like the expectation is just so high that Santa is coming to bring all this stuff, and they got this list of 50,000 things on the list. It's just you losing
focus. Because you're just thinking that Santa can bring you
anything. And you're just losing focus. That's really what it's not. It's not about that.
No,
it's that Jesus' birthday is that day. And he's so giving that he wants the gift of giving. So you give on that day.
We should be doing.
Right. And I want my children to feel loved and, you know, they're excited and we get a Christmas tree.
Yes.
But they're not expecting 50 million things.
No. It's just another nice time to get together
with your family.
And to reflect and to think about, you know, like you said, being grateful that the year that's gone by and the happiness that you guys have built together.
Right.
And just having a good time and making memories.
Yeah, and family time. And we do love looking, you know, watching the children open up their gifts and stuff. And what we do is to make it like a little fun and make it, you know, where they don't really know what they're getting. I let them write their list. You know, they have friends at school that write in lists, and they know about the list.
Exactly.
So it's like, get the list. So we tell them, write your list of everything that you want on the list. Out of every single thing, you're only going to get three things each off of that list. just so everything that you want, write it all down. We'll pick three things off that list that you're going to get, and we'll make it a surprise, whatever those three things are. And then we always add to it, mostly with things that they need, like shoes or clothes or, you know, underclothes. And toys, books, you know, different things that we want them to have that they're not even expecting, that are not on their list, just to make it a little spontaneous. And they always end up getting, you know, they get their stuff that they wanted and they love, and they're not expecting, oh, why didn't I get this? Or they don't even get into that mode. Because they already know, okay, I wrote this on my list. I know that I'm gonna get some of these things on this list.
I'm not gonna get everything.
I'm not gonna get everything. And it's going to be a surprise. So what's more fun for them?
Definitely.
And so we made that our thing where we're like, no, we're not doing all of that. And we do the cookies, but they know Santa's not going to eat them. But they want their cookies. So we do the cookies and we make the cookies, whatever flavor cookies they want. And then guess who eats them? They do.
They do.
And we let them eat them for breakfast.
And call it a day because it's happy time.
It's a happy time. So guess what? You're going to eat your cookies that you made last night for breakfast. Yeah. They're not expecting Santa to bite them. We don't even have a chimney.
No, exactly. So we don't even have a chimney for you to get down, Santa.
Yeah, this house does not have a chimney in it.
At all now.
And so, you know, just to make it so that it's not so serious and just stressful and they have to have this,
and that.
We're already raising them to stop looking at other people and what they have.
Yes.
Where they have to get this and everybody's going to have that. And there's some occasions where you do want them to feel like they fit in, where they're not standing out in a negative way, where they feel insecure. So, but it's all about balance.
Balance, definitely. And we don't even celebrate the holidays.
So how was your Christmas? What happens?
I mean, well, they've been little. So this is the first year, they're 4 and 5 and they're both in elementary school. So I guess this will be the first year. Well, they've already been, like, if they see a picture of Santa or a Christmas tree, ooh, a Christmas tree, or it's Christmas, or Santa. And I've already explained to them about Santa. And about, you know, him just being for pretend. And, you know, every year, though, last year he would watch the Christmas holiday cartoons and stuff. But when it came to the day and stuff, I mean, he doesn't know because we don't
celebrate.
Yeah, we don't have Christmas
trees.
So this year I'll explain to them more. We're Muslim. This is why we don't do it. But I mean, we still take part in the season.
The family time.
Yeah,
holiday
the family
season.
Time. The season. You know, there's nothing wrong with going to see the beautiful lights. Christmas lights and you know, different stuff like that. So we'll probably take them to see the lights because they're just beautiful. You know how they have it all decorated and stuff. So and they get, like you said, they get stuff all the time.
All the time. All year.
So I don't know. I know last year when they went to my sister's house and they saw the Christmas tree and she was just like, oh, wow. Because he had never seen a Christmas tree up close. So he was just like, oh, wow, that's a Christmas tree. But I think they'll be fine because they don't know anything else. You know? So,
And it's the way that you run your household. And that's the way that they're raised. So it would be, I can imagine, it just being in a way that, like, if you don't, this is a funny, little funny story, but most people eat cereal for breakfast. You know, a lot of families eat cereal for breakfast, but I had a friend who heard they didn't eat cereal. He had never had cereal, but when they went, when he would go to her sister's house, he would eat cereal. He didn't question why it wasn't in his house. But he did like cereal and he would eat it at his auntie's house. And so it's kind of like with children, I feel like whatever they're accustomed to and rules and values that you build in your own home, as long as you're instilling that confidence in them and that self-esteem, they really don't feel a way about it in their own home. It's like they can celebrate it when they go to their auntie's house and see a Christmas tree or or like the Christmas tree. But it's like you don't have to really sacrifice your own beliefs and the way you want to raise your children because it's in somebody else's house.
And you don't have to be extreme with it. Like, if somebody wants to give my children a gift for Christmas, that's fine. We're not going to say, don't you bring that gift over here. We don't do Christmas. No, we're not doing that.
We're not doing
that. If you'd like to give them a gift, that's fine. They can have it. And we still explain to them, this is what we do at this time of the year. This is why we don't do it.
About giving. They wanted to give you something.
They wanted to give you something.
It's a holiday, and they wanted to give you something. That's how they celebrate their holiday.
So you just have, you know, everyone has so many different traditions and different things that they do for the holidays. So, you know, you just do what you do. But
stop expecting perfection. There's not such thing.
There's not any such thing for the holidays. Number two, stop evaluating yourself towards the end of the year. this is what you should have did. This, because everybody, I know I do it too. Mm-hmm. I should have did this. I should have did that. Oh, it's the end of the year. New Year's is coming.
I didn't get my list.
Oh, I didn't get my list my right. And then, you know, you're being so critical and so negative with ourselves. We got to stop listening to that inner voice with all that criticism and start really just reflecting on the year and thinking about what we can do for the new year. Be positive about whatever happened in the year before, you know, the things that you didn't get done. Just really get focused on this is what you're going to do for the new year and really start thinking about being disciplined and staying committed to this new year instead of beating yourself up about it, because that's not going to do any good. You making yourself feel bad about it, that's not going to, you know, remedy the situation. It's just going to make it worse. So I just think a lot of times during this time of year, people really go to battle with themselves and, you know, really can make themselves feel bad. And they're feeling even more down if they're not with their family or their friends at this time of the year. And then when they really start thinking about that type of stuff. So definitely, you know, stop evaluating, do more reflecting and more building on what you're going to do for the new year. You know, get your list out, start listing the things that you're going to do and how you're going to do it. And make some, you know, small little goals on how you're going to get to those places that you want to go for the next year. Three, spend some time with the family of your choice. Okay? Don't sit around.
And more than one family if you have to.
If you have to. You don't have to sit with family. If family that you don't get along with, family that you just do it because it's the thing that you do every year, but you really don't get along with them, or you're not having a good time. Do what you, you know, be with the people that you want to be
with. That
make
you feel good. You want to have the holidays be a good time. And so if you have some other options,
definitely
don't feel obligated to go. So first of all, if there's some tension in the family, they know it already.
Yeah.
I'm not coming because we got some issues.
Exactly. And this shit
they know.
We don't have time to be fighting at Thanksgiving.
I'm not dealing with that.
But it's so many families who do that every year.
Every year.
Somebody get a little bit too much liquor in their system.
And then they be squirting.
And they already, and the funny thing is about it, before you even go, you know, shoot.
You know so-and-so
auntie,
gonna be there.
Exactly.
And
they
we don't
gonna
get along.
Into it.
And they're gonna get into it. Why
That's
are you
crazy.
Going? Don't do that. You don't have to do that.
Don't.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry. Don't be around the downers.
You don't have to do that.
You really don't. And then four, this is a really good one, volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been saying I'm going to do this every year, LaShonda. We talked about it. We're going to take those children somewhere for Christmas or something.
Yeah.
And let them volunteer.
Let them volunteer to
and
help.
Let them see.
Feed the homeless or
something
to give. Just
to
something
give
to
back.
Give some service. A service.
Exactly. I mean, that's so important.
It really is.
So we really need to, you know, be thinking more about that type of stuff during this type of year. Being of service to someone else. We do it every day in the salon. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We, you know, service people who come in. We're listening to them. Mm-hmm. We're helping them. We're doing their hair. We're doing their eyebrows, whatever it is that we're doing. Plus, we're basically counseling them.
Yeah.
Through whatever issues or problems are. If nothing else, just listening.
Listening.
So, definitely, you know.
Volunteer.
Yeah.
And they even have, like, Mary Kay. There I go. Love Mary Kay.
Love Mary Kay.
But they have a thing with the group that I was with. They have adopt a grandparent.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you donate. People, you know, you get donations of hand lotions and soaps and different things.
Yeah.
Fragrance free.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you give them, you take them those gifts during mm-hmm. the holiday. So for Christmas, you go to the nursing homes mm-hmm. and different places with the elderly, and you adopt a grandparent and you bring them
so
that
nice.
Gift for the holidays, because a lot of times they don't have any family, or their family doesn't come to see them on the holidays. And you don't even have to necessarily go on that day if you don't want to, but even during that time. But if you don't have anything else to do that day, they would love for people to come and visit them, because a lot
Definitely.
Of times they haven't seen family all year, and they get sad around the holidays too.
Yes.
And so just going up there and playing cards with them or
Definitely.
Talking to them and just spending time with them and bringing them a gift. I mean,
What?
When you give people stuff anyway, it makes you automatically feel better.
Definitely.
I mean, it's already like healing for yourself when mm-hmm. you give someone something. And so definitely that's a great idea. And you don't even have to be a part of Mario K to do that. You
no,
can just
make your own
a local,
something.
Yeah, your own local, any local nursing home in your neighborhood or in your surrounding area, find that place, or a children's hospital.
Definitely.
Where they, you know, even though they have family that day, have an extra gift to come to them that day because they're in the hospital on Christmas and they're sick.
Yes.
So that's the volunteering is really good, and you won't be alone.
Then you're spending your time with someone.
Because there's doctors there. There's nurses there that are giving up their holidays.
Definitely.
Like professional athletes, you know, they have games on Christmas and Thanksgiving. So people make their own rules for their family. I know I had a friend who her husband would be gone for Christmas and sometimes Thanksgiving too, because he was a doctor or something. Whatever he did, he was had to work on those days. Mm-hmm. So they didn't spend that day together, but they would always spend like that next weekend, or, you know, even anniversaries or birthdays or whatever. Yes. He worked a lot. I think he was a doctor. I'm not sure. But he worked on those days. And so they would just celebrate it on a different day. It's not that big a deal.
It's not that big of a deal.
It's not. You make your own rules for your family.
You definitely
guess
do.
What? You'll stay married longer.
He'll stay married.
You'll stay in relationships longer.
You'll be happy.
You won't have that pressure.
You won't have that pressure. Definitely. So, yeah, we have to just, you know.
That volunteering is awesome.
Yeah. So, we're going to do that. We're going to make sure we do. You guys look into some different things.
What was number five? Do you have number five?
Oh, number five. I didn't really want to do that one. It was kind of like what we already talked about already. So, you want to go into some stuff that you're talking about?
So, you're down with that.
Yeah, I'm done. Okay. Those are my little tips, you guys.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about the same type of thing, but just for people that are by themselves, the difference between being alone versus being lonely. I just wanted to give a quick little definition on that. Mm-hmm. Being alone is a state of being. So it's where you are if you're home alone by yourself, being by yourself. Mm-hmm. Lonely is an emotional response to your circumstances. Mm-hmm. So you can be in a room full of people and still feel lonely.
Yeah,
it's a state of where you are, where your mindset is at. Mm-hmm. It's an emotional feeling. So just knowing that just because you're alone, it does not equate to lonely. Mm-hmm. You can be by yourself and do things and still not feel lonely. And so I just wanted to touch on that a little bit because I think that even with my friend's response for the first time that I knew that people were not happy for the holidays, I think it was more so that she was feeling lonely. And so she got too caught up in that emotional state where she, like you said, well, why didn't she just go with friends? Or what? Because sometimes when you get into emotional state, you block out anything that can even come to you. Any other, you're not really searching for solutions.
No.
You're just focusing on the why. Mm-hmm. Why do I have to be lonely for the holidays? Why am I not married? Why do I
have during the holidays?
Why don't I have a boyfriend during the holiday? Ugh. Why we had to break up right before the holiday? Now I don't have nobody to bring the Thanksgiving dinner. It's because you're getting stuck in that emotional state and that feeling instead of just focusing on the fact that, okay, you might be alone. You might not have a man. You might not have a husband. You might not have your family there with you in that state or wherever. But let's think of what else we can do.
Yes.
And so when you are feeling lonely, when you're in that emotional state, it's really good to focus on the what. And I did put a little Instagram post up about that. And I've gotten this training about the why questions in the negative, you know, why did he leave me? Why don't I have friends? Why are they mad at me? Why did they just stop speaking to me? Why it's ruminating. You're just going over, you're not looking for solutions.
Yeah.
You're just going over the negative over and over and over again, getting yourself into a deeper state of loneliness instead of talking about the what.
Yes.
Okay, what else could I do for the holiday? Since I don't have my family here, or who else do I know? Mm-hmm. Who do I work with? What I wonder what they're doing. What are they doing for the holiday? Mm-hmm. I should ask them. Yes. Maybe I could go to their house so that I don't have to be alone.
Definitely.
Which could turn into loneliness.
Yes.
You know, so just really being conscious of yourself and conscious of where you're at in that state when you're feeling sad. When the holidays are coming, you're feeling stressed or sad or, you know, feeling not good about the happy time that's coming.
Yes.
Just really get it into yourself and say, okay, let me check myself right quick. Why am I feeling like that?
Definitely.
Okay, move on. What can I do to change that? What can I do next? What support do I have?
Yes.
What friends do I have right now? Don't think about the friend you don't have anymore.
No.
What other friends do I have who live here, that have family here, that I can go jump in on their holiday, bring a bottle of tequila or a cheesecake?
Or celebrate.
You know, so that's why I wanted to really talk about that, because I think that a lot of times we put ourselves in a situation where we feel lonely because we're too busy worried about what we don't have.
Yes.
And not really being grateful for just being alive.
Definitely.
Gratitude. And being able to celebrate another holiday. And there are some real situations where, like with your husband, how you lost his mother right mm-hmm. before. So those are really serious things. So it's not just, you know, petty boyfriend stuff.
Exactly.
It's real serious. But even in those situations, you really have to focus on the what.
Yeah.
What other family members do I have during this time
Definitely.
That could bring me some happiness? Who
yes.
do I like being around?
Yes.
Who makes me laugh?
What do I have to be grateful
for?
That's like a constant reminder. That can kind of get you out of that
funk.
You know, like it
right.
could be way worse or, you know.
Right.
You just have to kind of remember that type of stuff.
And then there was an exercise that I heard on a different podcast where she was talking about for people that do constantly get into that place of
mm-hmm.
loneliness, or even before you get to that place, to really do the mirror meditation,
uh-huh.
which is like 10 minutes in front of the mirror where you're just looking at yourself. There's no goal. You're not like looking at your eyebrows or judging
mm-hmm.
your lips or your nose or your cheekbones or how big your forehead is or how small it is or your baby hairline. You're not looking at all that. You ain't worried about that. You're just looking at yourself. You are yourself. You are you. Look at yourself in the mirror. And some people have a hard time even looking at themselves.
They
in the
do. I know. That's true, though.
You know? And so you got to look at yourself. Be
I'm
able to
try
look
it.
At yourself. Yeah. Be able to look at yourself in the mirror for 10 minutes. And that's a long time.
That's a long 1 minute is a long
time. That's a long time. So start with 1 minute, guys.
Yeah, start with 1 minute.
Because 10 minutes, that's
10
for
minutes, that's, a
that's,
long
that's
time.
For an expert.
That's an expert.
That's a mirror
looker.
Meditation
exactly.
expert.
The man in the mirror.
Exactly. So let me scale back. Look at yourself for 1 minute in the mirror.
Yes.
And try to do that consistently.
60 seconds.
Yeah, consistently. Just looking at yourself in the mirror with no goal, not looking for any impurities or any imperfections or nothing. You're just looking at yourself. So do that mirror meditation and really become one with yourself.
One with yourself. What else you got over there?
That's pretty much it from my notes.
Okay.
Alone activities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I got some alone activities that I like that I looked up, and these are the ones that I thought were really good. Just to even be okay with being alone with yourself, you should do some of these activities just so that you can even get used to it. There's some people that I know. Even for myself, I think when my younger self
mm-hmm.
didn't want to go places by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would have never imagined going to eat by myself.
What? I mean,
and that is my, that's my thing,
I mean,
now.
I love to
I
go
mean,
eat by myself.
When I got, like, after
I'll
I
go to
Kimon,
the movies by myself.
Yeah, I would do all that.
I'll go out of town
See,
by
now,
myself.
I'll do all of that. And even, I say, like, my early 20s, like, no, even before that, like, when I had Kimon.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a long time.
Yes.
I think just becoming a mother, period, because you're just not alone
like,
no more. Whew. But I think that was when I really was like, okay. But like high school
mm-hmm.
or, you know, young adult, you're not going by yourself. So I'm going to the mall by yourself. It's like
Girl,
all these different
by
places
myself.
By
Please.
Yourself.
When
it's
I got like, with my husband,
like
I was just like,
friend.
Oh, God. I need my time. Can't be bugging me all the time. I need my time.
See, I was already a mom by the time I was 19, so alone wasn't really an option very much. And so, but that's when I really started to, like, really want alone time.
Yeah.
And so then it was like, you almost have to lie to people.
Yes.
Tell them, I'm going to eat. Oh, who?
Exactly.
Oh, I want to go by myself.
I
want to
go by myself. I just want to take my time.
I'm not going to tell anybody that I'm going to
exactly.
eat.
Exactly. I'm just
going to
sneak
come.
Away. I'm just going to sneak away.
So, We said all that to say, I mean, we will get on a tangent in a minute. Anyway, let me get back to my notes. So traveling alone somewhere, it is okay to travel alone. Just let people know where you're going.
Yes.
But traveling to a place that you've never been before, it's, you know, okay, some parts of the state, to go to a hotel room by and yourself just by is yourself.
Wonderful. It is absolutely wonderful.
Go up, travel by yourself, go to a place, get your little to-do list, do mm-hmm. those tours in that city or that state you're in. Or that country that you're in, do their little tour that they do.
Definitely.
You know, do yourself like a little itinerary mm-hmm. and figure out how to be alone.
Yeah.
You know, do that by yourself.
Exactly.
Learn to love you and a time with yourself.
Definitely.
Where you don't have to have somebody to talk to and converse with and, you know, or share that experience. You don't have to share experience with anyone other than yourself.
Yes.
It's okay to do that sometimes.
Definitely.
Take yourself on a dinner date.
Love to do that.
Yeah. Lunch, breakfast, whatever. You can go eat by yourself. You bring a book.
A book, a magazine.
A magazine.
Please.
Have you a little cocktail.
I'm in seven heaven.
If you don't drink, have the most delicious dessert on the menu.
Eat all of it.
I mean,
you don't have to share.
You don't have to share. Yeah, just, you know, go to on a dinner date. It's not weird. And I know there's people that are grown.
That don't
age.
Do that.
What would not
that would not be caught dead
by themselves.
By themselves? Wow, poor things.
I mean, will not eat alone. If you're one of those people listening,
try it.
Please try to go by yourself and have dinner.
Nobody's gonna think you're weird. They're not.
Just listen to the baby step. I'm gonna give you the baby. I'm gonna scale it back for you. Sit at the bar.
Sit at the bar.
Even if you don't, even if you don't drink.
Just sit there.
Just sit there and order your dinner at the bar.
Yes.
That's one seat.
That's one seat.
No one will know that you're alone.
No one will
if
know.
You're worried about that. If you're worried about that. But yeah, eat alone. Tour a museum. And also, this is another one. Have a relaxing day at the spa or get a massage.
That is my favorite.
I mean,
thing
that's
to do by
great
myself.
Alone time.
Because that is so hard to do with somebody else. Because
it is.
You want to take your time. You don't feel like being, oh, you ready to go to the hot tub? Oh, are you ready to go head to the steam room? No. Bye. I'm about to do this by myself and I'm going to take my time, is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to meet you for lunch afterwards. Bye.
And Kimberly is an introvert. So this is, I mean, a long time for her is a, that's what she do.
That is a treat.
That's what she does. So this is her expertise.
My expertise.
That she's an expert.
I love it.
At a long
Let
time.
Me tell you, honey.
That's what she do. Is her a long time. Okay. I'm a little more of an Ooh. Extrovert. So I had to
funny.
Build to that alone time because
oh
I like
goodness.
To talk. I like to talk at dinner. I like to talk at the spa. I don't even care.
She had one person at the spa too. You'd be like, shh.
Yes.
We're in a steam like, room. You want to have a full-on conversation.
I like to talk to people. I get in my moods where it can be a little bit of introvert, but that's not my personality. My personality is that I'm an extrovert. I'm a Virgo, so I'm a scope the place out, and I might be quiet at first because I'm peeping
so
the scene
to see what's going on.
But as soon as it's an opportunity to socialize and network,
and as soon.
I'm ready to chop it up.
She ready to go.
I'm
That's why
go.
We get along so
yeah.
good. We bring it out.
So a long time. So if you're one of those people, if you're an introvert, this is definitely not a hard thing for you. You probably have a longer list than I do. You have, in fact, you can even post it on our Instagram. Some places.
Things that
and
you
some
do.
Ideas for people. But as an extrovert, it's a little harder for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little harder, but it's necessary.
Yes.
Because when you're in a situation where you have to be alone, you have to be prepared for that.
Definitely.
And okay with that.
With that.
And when you get into a relationship or you get married, your alone time is key.
Yes.
Because you might start putting too much pressure on your man to be talking to you all
the
time.
And see, my husband, he was a total opposite. Like, he couldn't understand why, if he didn't want to do something, oh, okay, that's fine. I'm just going to go by myself. It's not, I'm not mad at you at all. I've been doing this. And you're like, you're going to go by yourself. Like, it's dark. It's dark. Yeah.
Because it's nighttime.
I'll be okay. Exactly. I'm watching my back. I didn't say I was going somewhere and getting ridiculous. I'm going to go have a nice little dinner, beverage, and I'm going to come on home, okay?
Yeah, and you have to be able to have that, you have to have that, like, a comfortable silence.
You do.
Imagine being married to somebody for almost 10 years. What if we just was talking the whole time?
All the time.
It's annoying. It's annoying. We can be in the same room
and be perfectly silent.
And be silent. I mean, he's that's watching TV.
That's
what
you
TV.
Know. That's the one for you. You can do that.
And not feel away. Not feel like you're forced to say something. No, because I'm writing in my journal. I'm probably on my earphones, whatever. He watching TV.
Yes, we relaxing. Netflix.
We just chilling. We don't have to talk to each other.
No.
So it's okay. Get prepared for that. So start doing that. Before you get into a relationship, practice these things of being alone.
Definitely.
So that, I think that's the end of my my rant.
Okay.
On alone activities. You have more activities?
No, I think that's it for the activities. Just going to start getting ready for Turkey Day. Yeah. And we hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And make sure.
And holiday.
You,
well, we'll talk way before.
Yeah.
Before Christmas.
Yeah, because we'll have plenty to say before the new year.
Before the new year.
Get ready for that podcast.
So, yeah, we just wanted to give you guys a little happy holiday, like the first real holiday that everybody pretty much celebrates in some form or fashion, or that's like the one that kicks off that stress.
Yes, definitely.
So that you, to make you, hopefully make you guys feel better about it if you were stressing about it, or if you are hosting Thanksgiving and you're feeling overwhelmed, or if you don't have anywhere to go for Thanksgiving, hopefully we gave you a couple of ideas or make you feel okay about it. Guess what? You don't have to do one single thing for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Relax. Stay in your pajamas. Don't brush your teeth. Don't comb your hair. Grab a bite. Deliver something. Get something the day before. I mean, rest the whole day.
I mean, you don't even have to watch. Have turkey. You don't have to have macaroni and cheese.
Reality TV. Watch some foolishness for the day.
Binge.
If you feel like it, do it.
Binge on it. Eat ice cream. You don't even eat no real food. Yes. Eat all snacks.
All day long. If that's what you feel like.
Your belly gonna hurt at the end of the
day. But that's okay. But enjoy it. Enjoy every minute.
Whatever way you can.
Definitely.
So we hope this helped you guys.
Yes.
And that's it for
me. That's it for us. We'll check us out on our Modern Mommy 2 on Instagram. And please, if you guys haven't done it yet, go on to iTunes and give us a rating or a review. It only takes about 2 seconds of your time, and it helps us to be out there for more people to find us and to hear our podcast. And that's basically it. We hope everyone has a safe, happy holiday, and we'll hear from you guys next week.
All right. See you later, guys.
Bye.